Iconic gay couple split. 23rd July 2006, this is Reverend Zimfaran News in the 14th in a series on the Anwar in the Middle East. Tehran Ihran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Hassan Nasrallah, the gay couple who were the lead aggressors in the attacks on Israel of July 12th, that have caused all of northern Israel and southern Lebanon to be blown to smithereens, have decided to separate. Ismail Haniya of Hamas, a local political consultant and spokesman for the couple, confirmed the separation on July 20th. In a televised interview with the infallible TV news source that is Al-Manar, Ismail stated, quote, Mahmoud and Hassan are amicably living apart. As always, their number one priority is raising their daughter, and like the other plaintiff couples in this case, they made an enormous contribution towards equal marriage, but they are no longer in the public eye and request that their privacy be respected, unquote. She also added that they are not filing for divorce and did not comment any more on their plans and gave no other details except that the couple is focusing on what's best for their 10-year-old daughter, Fatima. Quote, unfortunately, lesbian and gay couples break up just as heterosexual couples, unquote, said Osama bin Laden, a Tora Bora, Afghanistan-based gay and lesbian family lawyer. Quote, it's a fact of life. There are stresses and strains on all of us. And sometimes relationships can't beat the stress. It happens to gay people just as well as straight people, unquote. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said, quote, we are opposed to Hezbollah because we are concerned about the impact on children. So our thoughts and our prayers go out to their little child, a little girl named Fatima, 10 years old, I believe. And this is just bringing more grief upon her life, I'm sure, unquote. The Ahmadinejad Nasrallahs, who are considered by supporters of gay marriage as the ideal couple, met during the Islamic Revolution in Iran 27 years ago in a protest about the great Satan, after which an intense courtship followed. Years before they embraced the legalization of gay marriage and became world leaders of terrorism, they considered themselves to be committed partners and devout Shia Muslims. They and several fundamentalist nutjobs, with the help of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, attacked Israeli civilians, ultimately causing the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruling of 4-3 on November 18th of 2003 to legalize gay marriage in Massachusetts. They were married by the hidden imam on May 17th, 2004, the first day that same-sex marriages were legal under the court ruling. Fatima served as a flower girl and ring bearer. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews on the UnWar in the Middle East. Thank you for listening.